isn't in position. No challenge should be too great.
DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was Wolfgang Fleur from his new disc. That was Uberall featuring Peter Hook and Question Mark, and we'll go back to that in just a minute. Before that, you heard Millimetric with 35286, and we started things off with Synth Attack. That was In Hell. And I want to apologize. I am a little hoarse this week. I actually, it was a pony. No, on Wednesday I lost my voice, and it's coming back. And but I'm actually doing this on Sunday instead of Saturday because yesterday I was I wouldn't say incomprehensible, but definitely the very sexy hoarse voice. Hello, ladies, and it was just it hurt. Speaking of the Wolfgang Fleur track, there's actually a very interesting story behind that, because it's actually supposed to be featuring Peter Hook and Thomas Bangard, who is one of the gentlemen from Daft Punk. And apparently this person reached out to Wolfgang on Facebook, and they were like, oh yes, let's collaborate on a track. And the track actually turned out really well. But it wasn't Thomas Bangard. It was not the gentleman from Daft Punk. And right now, the word on the street is it's just some rando, and we don't know who it was. But they did a good job, and while I don't agree with, you know, messing with somebody else's album, it's a good way to get some form of visibility, I guess you'd say. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that I am really quite enjoying. This is Penetrate the Facade with a track called Tree of Life. And as soon as I saw that, I had serious... Now, if you're as old as me, and you've read like I have, you've Tree of Life, you'd be thinking of Larry Niven and maybe Known Space and Protectors. But you probably don't and have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, but I would very much recommend that you pick up the book by Larry Niven called Protector. It's a really great sci-fi novel. Anyways, we're going to continue on with Penetrate the Facade with Tree of Life. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And there was a band by the name of Revolt, and that was Shaolin Quan, and that was the Incendi Mix. I, like I've said a number of times, I have I have a soft spot for South American EBM, because as I said before, it's not a place where you would consider, that was the first thing to come to mind, Germany, you know, Belgium, maybe the United States, South America, maybe not so much. So I like to give that as much attention as I can to show that, you know, there's the scene is everywhere. And these nice little pockets of innovation, because every culture has their own take on the sound. And, you know, diversity is great. Sorry, Trump, but it is. Anyways, we're going to continue on with something that I think people have probably been waiting a few years for. There is a new VNB Nation single out and an album coming soon. So if you're into that sort of thing, here is the new single, Silence Speaks. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And there was Blute Reactor with a track by the name of Scars, and that was the 2025 remix. And actually, I was like, I think I've heard this before, and actually went into the spreadsheet, and I was like, oh, I played a different remix of this several months ago. So that's one of the reasons that the database is always very handy to me, because my memory is a little spotty, and it helps to have a reminder. I also don't ride my bike on like those week-long cycling trips that I used to talk about. Those are long gone, and so I don't spend as much time listening to RSA as I used to, and it helps. It always used to help remind me of stuff, but regardless, we're going to end off the show this week with a really cool track from XDyz. It actually reminds me of, there's a Val Solo track. Again, if you go through the database, there's a Val Solo track where he sings about the wonders of the 80s. Well, it's XDyz's turn. This is The 80s Were Better. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
Super. Super Mario Bro. We got the Goonies and Marty McFly, yo. And the Walkman was cool because we got the Cure and the Pet Shop Boys.